Federal inspectors general are asking Congress to do away with what they say are legal barriers agencies are throwing up to keep information away from their in-house watchdogs. In many cases, it's information the inspectors general say they need to complete their investigations. Now they're fighting back with a proposed package of legislation. Michael Horowitz is the chairman of the Council of Inspectors General on Integrity and Efficiency. He's also the IG at the Justice Department, where the blockage started. In an interview with Federal Drive host Tom Temin, Horowitz outlined the problem and the strategy for fixing it.
This is an issue that continues to be a problem for inspectors general. In fact, as a result of an opinion issued by the Justice Department's Office of Legal Counsel in July of this year, another inspector general, the inspector general at the Department of Commerce, has faced an access issue. So the problem for the inspector general community isn't getting any better. It's, in fact, continuing to worsen.
And so I guess the inspectors general then have got a bill, maybe. They're trying to get legislative redress on all this. Tell us what the process there is and where the whole process stands.
Well, the good news for us is that we have bipartisan bills in both the Senate and the House that have proposals pending that would fix this problem and return us to the place where I think all of the members of Congress and all of the inspectors general thought we were, which is when an IG needs access to information that's sitting in an agency's file, that the IG will be able to get access to that information.
And do you hope this will pass sometime soon? I mean, is there any ray of hope that it'll pass sometime in the next session?
Yes, we certainly have a hope of this because it's bipartisan and it's got very strong support. The bill in the Senate, which is Senate Bill 579, has, I believe, now 13 sponsors in the Senate. And hopefully we'll have even more soon. And we're hoping that if not this month, before Congress adjourns, then when they get back, that bill will move forward in the Senate. And we are in discussions on the House side with Chairman Chaffetz and Ranking Member Cummings' staffs about the bill they've been supportive of, which is H.R. 2395, and that they're looking to move perhaps not as soon as this week or next week, but when Congress comes back in the new year.
What about the original enabling legislation for IGs? Just as I'll make an analogy to the CFO Act, which created chief financial officers, there are specific responsibilities and duties and rights that they're supposed to have that even 25 years later, a lot of the agencies still haven't really put in place. Is that the same for IGs? I mean, does the initial legislation give you that access that just has not been exercised?
Well, I think what happened here is Section 6A of the Inspector General Act, which has the provision that states that IG should have access to all records, was something that people took as to mean that we had access to everything, at least until late 2010 into 2011, when the FBI Office of General Counsel first raised a legal objection to our getting access to information. Up till then, in the 32 years since the 1978 passage of the IG Act, there hadn't been a legal objection raised to our getting access to records. And so I think people thought in Congress, among the IG community, that we were entitled to the access, and we were getting access to records without legal interference.
Review for us which agencies have raised this as a specific problem. I know Justice has, and you mentioned Commerce recently, it reared its head there. What are the ones where there have been specific problems that have been raised by the IGs in getting access?
Well, the other two that I've testified with at multiple hearings over the last couple of years have been the Peace Corps Inspector General and the EPA Inspector General. Both of them have faced issues in getting access. The Peace Corps Inspector General has had difficulty getting access as a legal matter to records relating to sexual assault on Peace Corps volunteers overseas, which is a problem that Congress and the public identified several years ago, how the Peace Corps was responding to those assaults. Congress passed the Kate Pusey Act. It asked the IG to oversee the Peace Corps' implementation of the responsibilities laid out in the Kate Pusey Act. And in the course of trying to do that work, the General Counsel of the Peace Corps issued a ruling saying the IG couldn't get access to the records that she needed to do the very oversight work that Congress had asked her to do. And so that's another example over the last 3 years of how how general counsels have used other provisions in the law to try and block IGs from doing the work that I think Congress expected us to do when they passed the IG Act and when they passed laws like the Kate Pusey Act.
We're speaking with Michael Horowitz. He's the Inspector General of the Justice Department. What's the mechanism of the denial? That is, typically, would an IG go to, say, a program manager of the program that's being investigated and say, here's what I need, and that's the level at which it is blocked? Or do they tend to go to general counsel, and then general counsel intervenes?
I think it's fair to say it varies among agencies as to how we've seen it. But the way we've routinely done business and the way that things have worked smoothly for, again, for 30-plus years before these issues arose was we have audit liaisons and liaisons within our agencies where we would go to with a request for documents. And in the past, without concerns or legal objections, we would get those records. Since these issues have arisen, they've tended to be raised at the general as a formal matter at the general counsel level. But oftentimes, we find, and our staffs find, that the various managers that we're dealing with, but not at the general counsel level, but across the agency, start raising objections. I've testified publicly about how, in a review we were doing involving the DEA, that we asked for an organizational chart of the area that we were going to be looking at so that obviously we could figure out who might have touched these issues and figure out who we might need to talk to or get records from. And we were initially given an org chart that blocked out, that had the names whited out on the org chart. And that didn't come from the general counsel. That came from the folks we were dealing with at a more regular level. But that was a year or two into some of these battles and questions that had been written, that had been argued about. And that's part of the problem here, which is for us as a community, once it becomes apparent that perhaps IGs can't get access to certain records, that we will see this seep through the agencies we oversee and face more and more hurdles to getting what was otherwise in the past routine access.
So in other words, when the FBI general counsel created this roadblock, everyone said, hey, that's what I need, and you're finding it spreading.
Well, that's certainly been a concern for us here in the Justice Department, and we had seen in the past. We've seen efforts by leadership now to correct that here, so that those roadblocks aren't raised regularly. But that was something we were certainly seeing in 2012 and 13 and 14 in my first 3 years here. And other agencies are getting these concerns raised. I know a couple of other agencies that have expressed concerns on matters that are ongoing now, that they're getting roadblocks thrown their way, that they have to elevate issues and fight over issues that in the past they had routinely gotten access to records. And that's what's so concerning to the IG community, which is the Office of Legal Counsel opinion, which is now out there publicly, gives general counsels and staff across the executive branch the ability to point to restrictions and other laws on access to information and say, well, we're just not sure you're entitled to get that information. And because we're not sure about it, maybe you shouldn't get it. And there's, at a minimum, lengthy delays and potentially complete blocking of access.
Were you just saying, though, that Attorney General Lynch has moved to kind of ease things up for your particular shop?
Well, in our experience, Attorney General, the Deputy Attorney General, have tried to put in mechanisms that would speed the process for us getting records. But given the acceptance of the Office of Legal Counsel opinion, the situation for me is still that the people who decide whether I'm entitled to access are not my staff or me, but the people we're overseeing. And that fundamental problem remains. And of course, from our standpoint, the concern is we don't know what we don't know. We don't know what people are deciding if they think there is a legal basis to withhold records. And that's the concern generally across the IG community.
And if you have, say, 100 cases open, how many of those does it affect? And is that number growing?
Well, we've had, I can speak to what we've faced at the DOJ IG, but we've had in the 3 years I've been here, over 10 of our matters impacted in some way by these issues. And we've reported on that publicly to the Congress and identified those issues for them that we've been struggling with. And that's been a repeated problem. To have that many matters impacted over a 3-year, 4-year period is pretty significant from our standpoint. I'll add one other area where this has a potentially significant impact, and that's on our ability to interact with whistleblowers. Before, when there wasn't a question that we were entitled to records, whistleblowers could come to us with those records knowing we were entitled to get access to all records within an agency's files. We have a very significant concern that any employee in the Justice Department who may want to come to us with information could feel that with these decisions that or could have second thoughts about doing that because of a question in their own mind about, are we actually entitled to get everything? And that's a very big concern for us.
Michael Horowitz is the chairman of the Council of Inspectors General on Integrity and Efficiency and the IG of the Justice Department. He spoke there with Federal Drive host Tom Temin. You can share this interview with colleagues by going to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click on Share with Friends.